Hello, my friends around the world, and welcome to Sandeep Talks, a leadership awakening podcast. I am Sandeep, here to sit with you as we redefine leadership, governance, AI, and the path we are carving as humans. Today, we are stepping into the thick of it. The US-China tariff war, the global mess it's stirring, and what it tells us about the people steering the ship. Money and borders are only part of it. This is about power, people, and where we are all headed. By the end, I will lay out my awakened leadership solutions, real, bold steps to pull us back from the edge before leadership loses its way in a scramble for control. So let's sit down together and get into it. First things first, what are tariffs? They are taxes a country puts on goods coming in, like a fee at the gate. Very simple. Hundreds of years ago, they kept governments running and local businesses alive. In the US, tariffs were massive in the 1800s, but they have also sparked trouble. Back in 1930, the US checked them up with the Smoot-Hawley Act. Other countries pushed back. Trade dried up and the Great Depression got uglier. Tariffs aren't just cash, they are choices that echo. Now, let's jump to 2025. The US and China are locked in a trade fight that's heating up fast, really fast. It started in 2018, Trump's first term, when he hit Chinese steel, tech, and more with tariffs, saying China was playing dirty. China swung back, targeting the US, as expected. Farmers, soybeans, pork, cotton, a fragile deal in 2020 didn't last. Today, Trump's back in charge, and on February 1, he set a 10% tariff on everything China sends, over $400 billion worth. On March 4, he bumped it to 20%, adding 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico too. Why? He says it's about drugs like fentanyl sneaking over borders, but also quality. In his March 5 speech to Congress, he called imports poor quality junk and said the golden age of America has just begun. His plan was better goods made here to spark a new American peak. China's not sitting still. On March 5, they slapped 10% to 15% tariffs on US goods, chicken, wheat, corn, starting March 10. They have cut off rare metals the US needs for phones, cars, even defense. Their foreign ministry went further. We are ready for all types of war with the US. That's not trade chatter. It's a line in the sand. Canada's striking back with 25% tariffs on $20 billion of US stuff. Coffee, peanut butter, you name it. Mexico's prepping its own response. Europe's tense, while Vietnam and others snatch up trade leftovers. What's driving this storm? Power, plain and simple. The US wants to hold its spot at the top. Obviously, China's climbing fast. Gaining 4% in global trade since 2016, while America's dips. This tug of war is hitting everyone. US families could pay $1,000 more a year. Farmers are losing buyers and prices are creeping up. Your groceries, your gadgets, you're right. Global trade's ticked up 3%, but it's a scramble, not a win. So, who is behind it? Leaders, of course, or what we are labeling as leaders. Trump's pitching this as America's big moment. Xi Jinping gripping supply chains tight. Canada's Trudeau says it's reckless. Mexico's Sheinbaum racing to react. But is this leadership? Or nations chasing their own tails? Real leadership lifts us all. This feels like a grab for the crown. And it's pulling the world apart. So what's it doing to us? That's the main question. Trust cracking. Companies are ditching China for Vietnam or Mexico, but it's a slow pricey shift. Supply chains are a knot. The Mexican peso dropped 30% since last April. The Canadian dollar's down 8% since September. Inflation is stirring. Growth is stalling. The Tax Foundation figures Trump's tariff push could cut US GDP by 1.3% down the road. China's feeling it too. For everyone else, it's a chain reaction. Higher bills, fewer jobs, freight bonds. So what's next? More back and forth. What else we can expect? The US might target India or the EU. April 2nd, the whispers. China could squeeze tech suppliers harder. Nations will lean one way or dodge both. Splitting us into rival camps, that's what is happening. History is clear, you know. Trade wars brews. 1930s, 2018, and now. Without a shift, we are on a bumpy path for sure. Here's where my awakened leadership steps in. My life's work shaped to guide us through this mess. Today's leadership is tangled in ego and short-term scores. Minds rooted in purpose, connection, and what humans can truly become. We can't keep scrapping. We have got to build side by side. Here are 5 ways awakened leadership can turn this tariff tangle around. First, aim for a shared horizon. Leaders need to quit the me first fight first of all. Picture the US and China calling a global sit down not to argue, but to agree. Thriving together trumps falling apart. In 1962, Kennedy and Khrushchev talked it out, tension faded. We need that guts now. Second, talk open, no filter. Yes, drop the hidden deals. Leaders should face us. Live, real, saying why tariffs, why this moment. Let people wait. South Africa mended itself with raw truth after apartheid. Trade needs that light. Third, value lives over numbers. Tariffs hit people, farmers, workers, families, not just charts. Keep them low, say 5%, and send the money to those hurting, like lower growers or Chinese factory folks. Costa Rica bats on it, people, and glows. Why not us? Fourth, join hands, not raise barriers. Launch a global trade pact, straightforward, fair, focused. Ease tariffs bit by bit. Share tech for clean power, mend trust. The EU sprang from a steel deal. We can rise from this, of course. Fifth, look far, not fast. Leaders must see past their own terms. US-China projects, space, climate, could flip rivals into teammates. In 1975, American and Soviet ships linked in orbit. Proof we can aim higher. A few nudges. US, lighten up on Canada and Mexico. Neighbors shouldn't pay for your moves. China, crack your markets open. Trust pays off. A heads up. If this grows, shelves go bare, prices won't be the worst of it. Look at Merkel. She led Germany with steady calm, no wild leaps. Ardern showed care can win in New Zealand. That's the road ahead. Awakened leadership isn't a hope, it's a must. The world's watching leaders chase control and influence, forgetting they are here to serve, not misuse powers. Before this splits us further, let's awaken. Lead with heart, not heat at all. Let's redefine leadership governance together before it slips away. That's our time today, friends. If this hits home, share it. Let's start a ripple. Next episode, we will dive into AI and governance or something like that. Another frontier to awaken. Until then, stay bold, stay true, and lead with heart. This is Sandeep, signing off.